Our guest at the cafe this morning is Charlene Freeman, the director of Northeast Texas Children's Museum. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. There's always kind of a getting comfortable period when you move into a new home. So are you comfortable yet, your new building?
Well, we are loving our new building. But as far as finding the scissors when we need them or a stapler, they may be in a drawer looking very neat, but they're not where we necessarily need them. So there's a lot of adjustments.
I understand. Okay. That's kind of how it is when you move. So what have you learned about the new building? Are there some things that were unexpected, surprising, moving in?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, we had spent so much time working on it and had a pretty good idea. People have received it like we thought they would because we think it's wonderful and our visitors have thought it was wonderful. It's fun seeing different expressions. Actually, I have seen some people cry. I have seen some just in complete awe. And I think for most people who come, it exceeds their expectations.
You've seen some people cry, just overwhelmed by the experience.
Yes, so happy. And because they have been involved with the museum for a long time since the very beginning and just never could fathom that we could be where we are today.
Yeah, fantastic. What can you say what some of the more popular things for the kids have been in the new museum? Are some of the new things the most popular things?
Well, the Amazing Airways. It's just fun. Of course, Leslie Kilgore and Charles Schwab in Greenville made this donation. And I had told Leslie, I just wish she could be there every day to hear the children exclaim, squeal with glee when they watch that ball go all the way through those airways. It's pretty amazing.
Was that, that's not off the rack, is it? I mean, that had to be created as an original thing.
Well, it was purchased from Amazing Airways.
I see.
But they don't make them until you order it.
I see. So it's a company that makes that display.
I think they have them in 55 different museums across the United States.
I see. Good. Is there anything yet not finished there in the museum?
Well, we always have plans for the future.
Right.
And as you may remember, we have a large area that is completely empty at this time. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun to see how all that develops.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the future, and so you have some space that you want to move into, which is good.
Well, or come up with some other ideas for, but we definitely have room for expansion in some areas.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the fact that you have a lot of property around the building that you can figure out something to do with at some point.
I think we'll figure out something.
I think you will, too. We're talking with Charlene Freeman, director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum, and kind of taking for granted that people know that they have moved into a new building there on Highway 11.
100 Maple Street.
100 Maple Street. You've said, and that's important because people type that into their GPS or what have you to find a map and so on. So to know the address is important. But they moved in the latter part of October and been in there for a few weeks now. So I guess you're keeping tabs on how many folks are coming in to visit?
Yes, and it is just amazing. We opened October the 26th, which was just about 2 weeks ago. And in that time, we have had almost 3,000 visitors, 2,873 between October the 26th and November the 10th. So I think that is just amazing. Our field trips that we've had during that time, some bring in as many as 100 students, have been from Denison, Dallas, and not just Dallas close to us, but Lower Greenville and Ross Avenue brought 100 students. We've also had field trips from Mesquite, from Garland, so all through the area. So
that's pretty remarkable if you think about when people are coming from Dallas to Commerce for entertainment or for
a children's venue.
Yeah, for a children's venue or anything else, because usually it's us going over that way. So, but that's fantastic. And how does that compare? Do you know how, say, to a year ago? And the
Well, we've closed for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But so far this year, we have had 27,513 visitors, and our goal each year is to have 30,000, which we've done the last 2 years. So I think even with closing for 3 weeks, we'll meet that goal.
A lot of birthday parties I see on your calendar.
Oh, well, yes. I think this Saturday we have 6.
Good heavens.
Wow. So it'll be busy.
That keeps you busy, without a doubt. It's important for kids to have sort of hands-on physical activities, not always be looking down at that smartphone, isn't it?
It is, and that's one of the things we really try to stress. Everything in our museum is hands-on play. And I know some parents and grandparents say it's the only time I see my child or grandchild put their device down. So we offer a whole new way of play, probably the type of play we remember.
Yeah, for the most part. And you don't have anything that's computerized or online or anything like that.
No.
Well, I see there's on down the way a little bit, Brunch with Santa is a longstanding event, and that's coming up again.
It is. On December the 7th, we have Brunch with Santa. Commerce Little Angels furnishes the pancakes. Santa will be there. Pictures that will be put online available for the parents. And all kinds of Christmas crafts. But it's just a wonderful way to start the Christmas season. I think it's probably my favorite event all year.
That is Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m., December 7th.
Yes.
At the Children's Museum. Uh-huh. Is there a deadline for people to sign up for that?
No, they can buy them at the door, but they cost more.
Okay. But
and then we also have coming up February 1st, our Daddy-Daughter Dance. Yeah. And our theme this year will be Frozen. And I know the last time we did Frozen, it was a very popular event, and I think it will be again this year, too.
And there's a new Frozen movie coming out, so that'll be very popular.
We like that.
Right. Charlene, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Okay. Thank you.
Charlene Freeman is the director of the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.